Welcome to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for joining us. There are new revelations that Nicholas Cruz, the man accused of killing 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, was ordered to go through the controversial disciplinary program known as PROMISE. It allows some students who have committed misdemeanors the opportunity of not having to go through the criminal justice system. Now, this comes after the fact that Superintendent Robert Runcie and the Broward Sheriff's Office originally denied his involvement. And all of this comes on the heels of the MSD Public Safety Commission's first meeting to begin the process of trying to figure out how to make schools safer. Now, one of the members of that commission is a father who lost a daughter in the shooting back in February, Elena Petty. He joins us now via Skype, Ryan Petty. Mr. Petty, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Luis. Thanks for having me.
You know, I wanted to start with really the latest story, obviously, and that's this week. You know, WLRN reported that Nicholas Cruz, the person charged with the death of these people at the high school, was part of the district's PROMISE program. What was your reaction when you first heard that news?
Well, I personally was stunned. Previous communications from the district had all been very clear that Mr. Cruz had not participated in the PROMISE program, so stunned to learn that, in fact, he had been.
Now, you attended the community forum last night, and Superintendent Robert Runcie was there, and he pushed back against criticism about this news, that he was incorrect in Cruz's involvement in the program. Did you get to talk to the superintendent at all?
I did not speak with Superintendent Runcie last night. I did not have an opportunity to do that.
What questions do you have right now for him?
My focus is really around trying to make sure our children and our teachers and staff are safe in school. So my questions would all be directed toward that end. How do we ensure the safety and security are, you know, most valued and treasured kids and students, and I want to make sure the kids and students in the Broward schools are safe. So my questions would all be around that topic.
Did the forum last night address any of those concerns?
I don't think it did. In fact, the purpose of the forum was, I think, to help the community better understand the PROMISE program, but I don't think it addressed any of the school safety or security issues that I think are on the minds of most of the parents and certainly teachers and administrators in our public schools.
And in trying to make schools safer, and that's part of what the commission is about, and I want to talk about that in just a moment, you're going to have to work with the superintendent and with the sheriff's department. Is your approach in dealing with them going to change in any way? I mean, is there any scrutiny here that you have on again, learning what you just did this week, what we've all learned about, Mr. Cruz's involvement in this program? Does anything change in the way you deal with the school board and with the sheriff's department moving forward?
Well, I think, you know, the issue is that there are confusing and conflicting, I think, school discipline policies in Broward County schools. The issue is not any one program, and specifically, the issue is not the PROMISE program. In fact, I think the objectives of the PROMISE program are quite good. I think students should be given an opportunity and a second chance. I don't think that's at issue here. I think what's at issue is the implementation and execution of these programs across the district. I think there's confusion and a misunderstanding of how these discipline policies are supposed to be implemented by school administrators, by teachers, and that uncertainty is creating chaotic situations in our classrooms, and it's creating an unsafe environment for our students and our teachers. Not to mention a challenge in actually educating the students in the classroom.
Is there any concern about honesty? Are you worried about about the superintendent and the sheriff being honest with us?
I believe our elected officials need to be transparent and open, and I would hope that the school district would be open and transparent as we try to dig into, you know, what happened at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, and we try to understand the other school safety issues that are impacting schools across the district. We need to understand what happened. We need to shine a light there so that we can prevent it from happening again.
Now, you said that for the most part, if I heard you correctly, that this the Promise program, you support it. You think that it has value?
I think a program that gives students a second chance, I think we ought to be doing that. I don't have an issue with that specifically. The concern I have, again, is how does that program interrelate with the other discipline policies and programs within the district, and the confusion that having multiple discipline programs creates.
Let's talk about this commission. Again, it is the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Commission, put together by the governor. This, of course, after the shooting, and you are one of the members of this commission. Help us understand, what is the goal for this commission? What is your purpose and your mission?
Our goal and mission is to investigate the failures that led up to the tragic events that took the life of my daughter and 16 others, and injured 17 others at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. We're to learn about what happened. We're to learn about the events leading up to that, and we're to try to understand it in a way that we can make recommendations about how to prevent anything like that from happening in the future.
And you had your first meeting not too long ago. How would you describe how that meeting went?
I left hopeful that we're going to be able to uncover the facts that are necessary to make those recommendations in the future. I thought the first meeting was enlightening. We got to hear testimony from Broward Sheriff's Office and about the event. We got to, which was personally very painful for me, to watch an animation of the shooting. Quite difficult for those of us. I think it was quite difficult for all the commissioners, but certainly difficult for the three parents that are a part of that commission to have to watch that. But if we can protect other children in our schools, then the difficulty and pain of having to watch animation and learn about what happened that day, and quite frankly, the things that we could have done differently to prevent that from happening, will be well worth it.
Yeah, you're talking about that presentation they had, and they basically walked everyone through the events of that day, and it was a layout of the school, of that particular building where the shooting took place. The people involved, the students, teachers, the shooter, were represented by dots. And you think about it, it seemed like such a benign way to describe it, and yet watching it, and I've seen it, you know, as the shooter moves through the building, you know, the dots change color depending on whether they're injured or killed. I mean, you're watching this and you're hearing, and again, the speaker, you know, without emotion, just basically describing what's happening in a very cold manner. I mean, what are you thinking about at that point?
It was painful to watch. Because I saw the dot that represented my daughter, Elena. And I had to watch it change color. And then I watched as 16 other dots changed color. And I thought about the kids in that building and the fear that they must have been feeling as they realized what was happening. And many on the third floor attempting to flee to safety from the hallway, which was not a good place for them to be. So it was quite emotional, quite painful to watch. But as I said, if we can take what the lessons that we learned from what happened at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas and keep the other kids in Broward County schools, and quite frankly, make recommendations that can be applied across the state of Florida and hopefully best practices that will help schools across the country, then that personal pain that the fathers on the commission are having to endure will be worth it.
The commission has to come up with a report by January of 2019. I mean, again, we just started these meetings, but I want to know from you, what do you think we should be doing to make schools safer? If you could do anything, what would it be?
Look, I think we have to get to these disaffected and troubled kids early. You know, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure, as they say. And I'd like to, you know, as I've studied this, I've learned from the Secret Service, who's been studying this since Columbine, that many of these kids signal their intentions before they actually commit these atrocities. And in fact, 80% of them. And Cruz was no different. He made several public statements on social media about his intentions. And so my thoughts have turned to, how can we capture that information? How can we identify these shooters before they commit these atrocities? And what can we do to prevent that from them from acting? And I think you know, one of the lessons that I think we'll clearly learn in this commission is there were several opportunities to intervene in Mr. Cruz's life, starting back in middle school and certainly through his high school career. Opportunities to intervene, either through disciplinary action or, in certain cases, I would imagine there were actual criminal infractions that, had they been taken seriously and had they been dealt with the way that they should have been dealt with, we would have Mr. Cruz would have had a criminal record, and that criminal record would have showed up in a background check, and he would not have been able to purchase firearms. So this was, unfortunately, it appears already quite preventable. And the Broward County schools and law enforcement were not collaborating in a way that I believe they should have been, in a way that would have allowed them to identify this risk and properly the risk that Mr. Cruz posed and to properly deal with it.
What when's the next meeting for the commission?
The date hasn't been set, but I understand we're trying to do something in May, but it may, and hopefully we'll be able to reconvene in May.
And do you have any idea what might be discussed or what's the next step?
I haven't seen an agenda yet for the next meeting, but certainly we're going to want to dig into the school district policies and in light of the news that that broke over the weekend, I think we're going to want to dig into the discipline policies and their impacts, the discipline policy, I should say, of the Broward County School District.
Mr. Petty, I'm so sorry for your loss, but I do appreciate the work that you're doing. I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Elise.
And again, that's Ryan Petty. He lost his daughter in the Marjory Stoneman Douglas shooting, Elena Petty. And he is also part, as I said, of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas Public Safety Commission. This is a commission put together by the governor, and they are working on a program they're working on a report they got to put together by January of next year in trying to find a way to make our schools safer. Now, the news that he was talking about, again, was the news that WLRN reported on Monday, that the new revelations that Nicholas Cruz, again, the man accused of shooting 17 people at the school, was ordered to go through the controversial disciplinary program known as PROMISE. And that is a program in Broward County that allows some students who have committed misdemeanors the opportunity of avoiding the criminal justice system. They have to go through a program to get help. We remembered that Superintendent Runcie and even the Broward Sheriff's Office before had said that Nicholas Cruz had not gone through that program. Now we find out that he was ordered to go through that program. We're going to follow that story again as more information comes out. So stay tuned to WLRN as we get more of that information.